that was one of them. And then obviously I've talked about this before, was Mariah Carey, and you know, just a diva-esque, you know, I mean, you know, but you know, a lot of the interviews were actually, there was no real where, hey, you know what, I fucking hate that guy.
Who stood out? Do you have a favorite?
A favorite interview?
Yeah.
That's so hard. Oh man, is hard. I mean,
can you do that, Dan? Can you name a favorite interview you've had? Who would that even be?
On which side of the mic are you referring?
No, that you got to interview. Because you've interviewed way less people than T, and I don't think you can come up with a favorite interview, bro. How do you do that? I can't.
Yeah. I mean, there's highlights. There's definitely ones that I like. I mean, you know, I can go with Barry White. You know, Lauryn Hill, Mary J. Blige, Sade.
Oh, you interviewed Sade. Oh, wow.
And I kissed her.
Shut guy.
Not the lips, but you know, I said, "Hey, Sade, how are you?" And she goes, "Hey, come over here," and then give a little kiss on the cheek.
Oh, see,
but yeah. That was a big highlight for me.
That's my jealous. That's my jealous one right there.
Yeah, you should be really jealous.
I'm sitting over here wallowing in the shit that is the names y'all are dropping right now. All right. I hope y'all get gout. That's what I'm saying to you right now.
Dan already mentioned this earlier because he skipped this part of the production meeting, but he already mentioned this earlier. A couple of weeks ago, we had Strombo on the show, and Tid and I have known Strombo for 25 years. And I've always said that to me, for the people I know, this man is a walking encyclopedia of music and sports. Right. It's unbelievable how much information swims around in that little Greek brain of his. Yeah. And I said to him, what would happen? I said this on the show a couple of weeks ago. What would happen if you got into a trivia battle with Master T? And he's like, I think Tony would get me.
No, he'd smoke me.
And we know that Danny O, especially if it's anything that was made before 2001, is pretty good too. So Ted and I had an idea, and Dan doesn't know this, but we want to do impromptu right now, Master T versus your bro Danny O, hip hop trivia. Come on, man.
He's gonna smoke me.
I would be surprised if that's true.
No, you know, because the thing is, okay, I'm in. You know,
play the game.
I'm gonna play the game. I'm gonna play the game for my kids.
Wow.
All right. I'm gonna start with an easy one just to set the tone.
Now hold up. Are you asking a specific person, or are you chiming in?
This one's for T.
Okay. Yeah, this one is for T. All right.
And you can steal if he doesn't get it.
Ah.
Name all the original members of NWA.
All of them.
It's an easy one. It's an easy one.
You think? In NWA, Dr. J, Eazy-E, my mind just went blank there. Dr. J, Eazy-E, what's the other one? Ice Cube. What's the other one? Yellow something, isn't it? fella. The other one, the one that I think he lost his voice.
No, that's the DOC.
Yeah. See, look at him. You see, he knows.
Dan, you want
original? Who's the last one?
Well, you're missing MC Ren.
But
the answer to the question is also Arabian Prince. There were six original members of NWA.
Look at this, you see?
We didn't plan this, T. I swear. No, I didn't know they were going to ask.
Before you guys come with, you see the dread. Before you ask me some reggae trivia, I ask you about hip hop. You know, Sydney's all right. It's
Rap City, baby.
Right.
Dan, what year did Tupac release California Love?
Wow. With Dr. Dre. I feel like that was...
I'm sure Master T intro'd this many a time.
Yeah, I'm going to throw 95?
Woo, the man got it! 95!
Good.
Tid, you got one for Master T?
Alright. Who sings the hook on Jay-Z's Can't Knock the Hustle?
Mm.
I have See, that's the thing. I know Daniel's just sitting there just ready to jump.
No, my big brother, let me tell you, one of the monolith arguments I'm regularly in is that, I like Jay-Z, just not the best rapper ever. And they all jump on me like, how can you say it is? So I know the record. I cannot remember it. I'm not that into it.
Oh, thank you.
I don't have an answer.
Mary J. Blige.
It's Mary J.
Mary.
Okay.
Sad. Yeah.
I'm gonna
do I get a
on
point?
On principle alone, Master T gets a point for that.
Well, not only that, and I've interviewed both of them. I've been so there you go.
Dan, this one's for you, okay?
Okay.
Finish the lyric. This should be right up your alley, okay? Pick it up from where I drop it. Yo, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Traffickers, African, Latin, wiretappings.
Well, because he has such a good cadence when he's repeating.
I'm not trying to do the song. I'm not trying to give the shit away.
Here we are supposed to have a friendly game of hip hop trivia. These guys are trying to make us look like we've never heard rap in our lives.
Really? Hey, I know. Hey,
I'm going to read these like the whitest person in the world to you.
Is that a Nas lyric?
It's Nas.
Can you play the record?
Sorry?
It's Nas.
It is Nas. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Thank you, Tid. The cadence was horrible.
So he goes,
see no evil, speak no evil, hear no.
You're ready for some fingers.
Like a point for knowing it's Nas.
I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to spoon feed him.
100%. That's even a new. And I'm wearing a Nas T-shirt too. So that's kind of sad.
All right.
I know it's Nas. Right. I can't finish the line.
Oh.
All right. Last one. Last one here. What is the three-course? What is the three-course meal mentioned in All About the Benjamins?
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't even know. I have no idea.
Yeah. No. Let's just call it what it is. T, this is a screw job. I'm sorry. These two guys were like, okay, we're going to see how real hip-hop Daniel is. This ain't about you. They're messing with me.
That's really what it is.
I got one last question for Master T, okay? If he gets this question right, he wins the whole damn thing. Master T, let me ask you this. What artist released an album in 2004 that, despite being made fun of on stage live during a comedy show by Russell Peters, received critical acclaim for bangers like Deadly, Funk Box, and the unofficial Caravana anthem, Kama Sutra? You may have never heard of this guy.
It's when they stopped playing my videos at the time, guy.
That's like,
I'm about to skin them these things.
I got to tell this story. Dan goes to a Russell Peters show, gives Russell a copy of his new album, See No Evil, Hear No Evil. The album cover has Dan with his eyes closed, hands over his ears. Russ, my brethren, I'd love for you to take a listen to this when you get a chance. Yeah, Dan, for sure, man. Enjoy the show. We'll talk after. Okay, wicked. So then Russell does his set, and at one point during the set goes, hey, everybody, Canadian hip-hop legend in the crowd, Danny O. Hey, he gave me his new album. It's so bad, he doesn't even want to listen to it.
You see,
he partially got that story right. Russell said that outside. It wasn't on stage.
He's close enough.
He shat on me on stage, but he said the Casino Evil joke off stage.
You know, there's some parts of this where I clearly have to remove myself.
Me too. I don't.
You could just see there's just so much love, Master D and Dan and Tid.
All right, listen. You mentioned some reggae in the game. Can you talk before we let you go a little bit about Tribute to the Legends of Reggae.com?
Well, it's an amazing event just because of the fact that it all has to be done virtually, because this would be happening at the Rose Theater in Brampton. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough, to be the host over the last few years with the legend, rest in peace, Denise Jones, because just she's so missed. She's definitely so missed. And it's incredible just of what she has done for reggae music and the culture. But she has passed on that legacy to to Jesse Jones, who is now the he's got his own organization, an offices Kumba, and also his brother Jeremy doing things as well. But you know, they did a virtual concert. We went there, you know, all masked up, all plexiglass, whatever, all screened up, all safe. And they had artists like Esco Levi, Jay Douglas, Kirk Diamond, a whole bunch of different, Chelsea Stewart, a whole bunch of different artists perform four Bob songs. They had to pick four Bob Marley songs because this is the Bob Marley edition. And they had to perform, you know, these Bob songs. And what they've been doing is they've been rolling them out weekly. And, you know, each, you know, like a set of like the seven artists that performed and doing a Bob song. And they also, which is beautiful, they got Ziggy Marley as well in conversation. So I interviewed Ziggy and all the artists, and we talked about Bob and also talked about Denise Jones's legacy. But you can all check it out at the Legends of the Legends of Reggae.com. Yeah, you can check it all out there.
That's
awesome. And before we go, I want to say this. The guys know that for 24 years, I've been a basketball coach. And I remember many years ago, bro, on the AAU circuit when I saw your Ute, and he went and had himself a 4-year career at Providence.
Yeah, thank you.
Your young man played for this past summer. I saw him on TV playing for my absolute favorite professional sports team, the Hamilton Honey Badgers. If there is something that I associate with Hamilton,
he's coming back to them, dude.
What's that?
He's coming back to them. He's joined the team again.
Nice. I was going to ask you. I thought I had heard something. Sign overseas as well.
Yeah, he before his Honey Badgers gig, he signed to a Turkish team. And the Turkish Basketball League.
Nice.
He signed to the team of Bornova, and he's been playing there since August, and he's doing real well. It's just surreal to watch his games at 6 a.m, 7 a.m, but he's doing really, really well. I mean, real proud of him.
That's great, man.
One of my former players that I coached moons ago, Adam Folker. He was my point guard in high school. He went to UC Irvine in California, became a beach bum, shot up from grade 9, where he was 6 foot, to 6'9" by the time he was a college freshman, and they converted him to a center. My boy went from my point guard to a center. He's the all-time leading rebounder in the school's history. Wow. He went and played a couple years in Turkey as well. Yeah. And he left, and he said, I don't think it was the same club, but when he left, he was like, man, from week to week, they'd be like, I don't know if we can pay you this week.
Well, yeah, I mean,
life.
Yeah, it's a different life. There's actually there's something I'm going to watch. It's on EuroLeague, but they're talking about import players, that just can't cut it, you know. And it's really, really tough, especially during this whole pandemic. But the thing is, and my son, Khalif Young, by the way,
yes,
who is 6'9". He he's a big fella. And my little one, Kyrell Young, gotta big him up too. He's 17 and 6'7". So I'm the short pops.
Wow, man.
At 6'2". But anyway,
you might want to ask some questions.
Hey, Roxy, you got
who's been tickling them keys?
You know what I'm saying? Hold on, baby. Let me just check out. Oh, yeah, but then again, you're 5'10", right, baby? Oh, so she's 5'10".
Okay.
She's
good, yeah.
So the combination of Master T and Roxy.
Her shoulders.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, no, it is something that, you know, these guys have to be aware of in terms of, that you're going to get paid on time, it's a different life. You don't speak the language, I'm glad that my son has, he's always had the ability to just fit in no matter where he is, he hangs out with all the Turkish players and because each team has two imports. So the other player, he's actually from Michigan. So he's living his life, man. I mean, I'm proud of him.
It's, when the Canadian Elite League kicks off again, we would love to have Khalif on the show.
Definitely. He would definitely love that because it's a great league. It's an amazing league for for it's interesting because now like players in Canada can look towards go, man, I want to play in the CEBL. It's like music. It's like hip hop music. Or like, you know, I want to have the ability to go and do this because there's 1,000 players, hundreds of thousands of players, you know, that want to do the thing. So yeah, thank you.
Master T, up until tonight, the closest I ever came to really knowing you was the fact that Danio said you liked him, which I never believed. And the fact that when I was 21 years old and I was hanging out with Tid every day, I was a club promoter and these really crooked, I think mafioso guys that were laundering money at Shock Nightclub asked me to find Master T to come in and MC and be one of their hosts for one night, a party night. And I was like, I don't know, Master T. Like, well, find him because we want Master T here. And I was like, all right. So by the time I got on the phone and started trying to call people who knew people who knew people, they fired me. And I never knew if Master T got. Did you ever make it to Shock Nightclub?
I may have, you know, but just knowing that, just knowing that, the owners, kind of made me nervous.
Crooked. Thank you so much for your time, man. Shout out your socials real quick.
You can check me out at Master T _ official and at RX Music. And that'll be it. Hey, guys, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you, Master D.
Thank you.
Tid, Danny O. I got to say something, man.
Yes.
You have foundation here as far as Danny O. I mean, he has done. He brought lyricism. He brought his skills and just his good nature, because he was a guy that could work with everybody in the industry. Mm. You know, it's never where you heard that Danny O is beefing with this guy. Danny O's beefing. And he brought almost this educational level to hip hop and challenge people to write really great verses. So I mean,
wow, man,
I have such a respect for him because, you know, he always still brings that level of anything that he does. There's such a level of excellence that he does bring to it, even on this show. I'm kidding.
That is a fantastic blowjob.
Man,
and he didn't even mention the fact that you shop at Baby Gap. Thank you so much.
Oh no,
so much.
Danny, you can't get no love. Come on, bro. Give me some exit love. The man can't give you a little.
You see what for darken up this show, eh?
Right. You know how big this man's head is already.
We saw him 13 years old with the thing. One too, though, you can't deny that this man, he had a, still does. I know he has an ego. There's no two ways about that. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. He's got a strong ego. There's nothing wrong with that. All part of hip hop.
Hey man, if I get the Master T cosign, I deserve to have a bit of a big head, bro.
That's it, man. That's it.
No, but real talk, that means the world to me, man. We, and I say this on behalf of pretty much every Canadian hip hop / urban musician from, you know, my generation and beyond, we're so indebted to you. We are so indebted to you. It is not lost on me whatsoever that people do not know who I am without your presence at Much Music and your ability to program.
Well, you know what?
And invite us to be on your show.
You said it a few years ago, and we're going to drop the video right now for everybody out there. This is Danny O, Master T, live on stage at Danny O's 20-year reunion CD release party just a few years ago. On behalf of our guest, Master T, my bro Danny O, Notorious T.I.D., my name is Master D, and this is the Godfather's podcast. And check us out on all your podcast providers. So we'll see you next.
Thank you for coming to the stage. There's something I gotta say first. We're talking about legends. We're talking about Canadian hip hop royalty. It's important for y'all to know that 20 years ago, shit was a lot different than it is right now. Had we not had urban music played on television, on Much Music, Dear Hip Hop and a whole shit ton of other songs would have never got no love across the country and across the world. We have people to thank that we're indebted to. And on behalf of every artist on this stage, every artist out there, and every artist across Canada, I want to say thank you to people like Michael Williams, the host of Soul in the City and Rat City. And I'm so honored to present a very special guest tonight who I need y'all to join me with in showing love to Toronto. Make some noise for the legend himself, Master T! Big up to Daniel, 20 years, make some noise. You know, also, he mentioned Michael Williams. He definitely had to mention Michelle Geister as well from NFC. You know, just last week, Roxy's in the house, she's in the back. Roxy's in the house, trust me. Masha T don't even know Roxy. So, I just had the legend Maestro. I sat down with him. We had a chat on a brand new show I'm doing called Prescriptive TV. And you know, the amazing thing is just how legendary Canadian hip hop really and truly is. I think one of the saddest things for me at this point is why hasn't it been documented in terms of documenting the journey of Canadian hip hop. And I really want to definitely see
not
that.
Nah, T, this is for us. We're doing it. Y'all want to know, I'm going to fame shameless plug. We got a podcast. Everybody on it, the real ones. Views before the six. Yeah. It's right. On iTunes. It's everywhere. We've been getting grassroots. Everybody in the building here, you
that's
see?
All.
Daniel was featuring on it. Everybody, so it's starting to be done. I know what you're doing, too.
But you never called me, so I don't know about that short. All right, that's all good. But you know what the thing is? My contribution was one of the first things when I had the opportunity to go on the air back in 19-something. We know you guys are just like a youth, just hanging out, doing your entertainment. And my aunt one time said to me, she said, you know, Tony, you raised those children. You raised a lot of those hip-hop children. Honestly, and she said something that I found quite interesting. You know, if those shows are on the TV, all this violence wouldn't be happening out there across all the area. But aside from that, one of the things that was important for me was to support, as I call it, I still call it, Canadian product. That was anything from R&B, hip-hop, dance, reggae music. It was very important for me when I was doing Extended Mix right through to the mix to make sure we supported what we have right here in Canada. So enjoy the night. 20 years has gone by real fast. The brother still looks good though, eh? 20 years? You kidding me? Watch you. Have a great night. Peace, one love.
Thank you, man. I'm not done introducing legends. Real quick.
What you know about the Dream Warriors, y'all? Make some noise for King Louie!